Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to today's OSAA On Point Community Credit Union Soccer State Championship Playoff Match. The Oregon Schools Activities Association is proud to partner with the participating schools in presenting this match between the visiting North Valley Knights and your Amity Warriors. Now let's meet the teams from both schools in this state championship playoff match. For the visiting Knights, a senior number one and a captain, Ashlyn Godfrey. A senior number two, Olivia Smith. A senior number three, Madison Mockridge. A senior number four, Lily Cross. A senior number six, Aiden Gasparin. Said that wrong. A senior, number seven, and a captain, Jordan Fagert. A junior, number eight, Grace Meyer. A sophomore, number nine, Isabel Schwen. A junior, number 10, Bella Smith. Sophomore, number 11, Opal Taylor. Freshman, number 13, Marissa Dorman. Sophomore number 15, Delaney Burton. Junior number 16, Chloe DeCursey. Freshman number 17, Anna Schwen. Senior number 19, and a captain, Emma Schwen. Junior number 20, Shea Godfrey. And freshman number 21, Zoe Wright. The Knights are coached by Paul Williams, assisted by Brandy Carsley and Joseph Nykwander. Something like that. And now for your Warriors. Sophomore wearing the number zero, Kylie Wilson. Sophomore number three, Alyssa McMullen. Sophomore wearing number five, Carrie Sims. Sophomore number six, Rachel Dyer. One of the captains today, a sophomore wearing number seven, Eliza Nisley. A sophomore wearing number eight, Jessica Alba. A senior, number nine, Andrea Arroyo. A sophomore, number 10, Aidy Nisley. A junior wearing number 11 and one of the captains, Maya Harzma. A sophomore wearing number 12, Lily Rideout. A sophomore, number 13, Emma Northrup. A freshman, number 14, Grace Ulloa. Sophomore, number 15, Kenzie Cower. The third captain, a senior, number 17, Ayla Harris. A sophomore, number 18, Jillian Ulloa. A junior wearing number 20, Kaden Christensen. Freshman number 22, Alexis Netrauer. And a freshman number 25, Keegan Braun. The Warriors are coached by Andy Dyer, assisted by Gustavo Campuzano and Carlos Campuzano. The officials for today's game, center referee Jet Krieger, and the three assistant referees are Scott Clark, Karen Duke, and Doug Prince. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please stand and remove your hat as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, performed by Amity's Crystalyn Christensen.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you very much for that excellent rendition, Mrs. Christensen. All right, so that is our warm-ups. Got everybody introduced here, and I'm going to step away from Toshi so I'm not right in her ear. We are up in the crow's nest here at McMinnville High School, and as you can hear, I had a separate role to play today, and that was to do the public address announcing. We are ready to get going here. The Warriors in their home, solid blue uniforms, and with white trim, white numbers and letters, and Natalie, can you hand me my glasses case down there and my water? Warriors with the ball to start things off. Aiden Isley at midfield, knocked away from her, still trying to control it. Taken away by North Valley, just across midfield. North Valley in their white tops with crimson shorts. Moving the ball around the defensive backfield. Harris trying to get in the way of number 10 Smith there. Now Nisley with it. Eliza down the right side at about the 10-yard line. Hits a little crosser, and that one goes behind the goal and out of bounds. Be a quick goalie kick here. Just going to inbound it over to Godfrey. Godfrey trying to cross over and move it up the right side. Picked off by Uyoa. Her pass. Controlled by number 10, Smith. They push it up close to the 40-yard line, taken there by the midfielder. Passes that off to Mockridge. Mockridge dumps it back to Smith. Smith working her way up midfield. Got a short choppy steps, trying to lead. Looks like number 17, Schwen, gets past her. Controlled by Northrup. Up to Eliza. Eliza turns up the right side across the 40 to the 50 in midfield there. Still working her way up slowly now as the defenders come over to pinch her and they poke it out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Eliza with a quick throw in, playing here on McMinnville's football field, which also functions on the soccer field, so it gives us some points of reference out there. Eliza battling on the right side and kicks it out of bounds, way out of bounds, across the track and into the long jump pit area. Wait for somebody to retrieve that there. Eliza giving herself a little break on the field. Early here in the first half, 0-0 game. If you're just joining us for this second round action in the combined 3A, 2A, 1A girls soccer state playoffs, Harzwa tips away the inbound. Harris trying to go back to Nisley up the right side. Eliza can't get to that one. And it is sent out of bounds. That was an interesting decision there by Faggart. And that's her number. Their numbers on the front are really small. But I think that's 17. Sends it out of bounds. Gives them a chance to reset their defense. There's a throw in. Headed away from 80 and controlled along the sideline. And then just tipped out of bounds by North Valley. Quick throw in at about the 5-yard line. They try to knock it away. Ball's loose at about the 5. Finally poked away. Christensen right back up the middle. 80 turns. Little tip by Harris. 80 controls on the left side. Loses it. And that one's going to head out of bounds along the end line. No call from the official there. Oh, they're going to stay Warriors ball. That was hard to see from here who touched that last. As we mentioned, we have 4 officials for the game. 3 of them on the field. One of them standing at midfield off to the side. Not sure what his entire role is there. Got a clipboard and I don't know, maybe he's the official timekeeper. Liza sets the ball at the corner, prepares for the kick. Harris, 80 in front. That one taken by the goalie right in front of the goal. She'll run it out. Now roll it over to Faggart. Faggart puts the brakes on at about the 15. Out to the 20. Works up the right side to number 6, Gasperson. Gasperson to Smith, taken away by 80. Over to McMullen, trying to feed middle to Maya. Knocked away there by 17, Schwen. Smith trying to go up the left side, knocked away by Eliza. Ball loose, now poked away by Smith. Gets it ahead to Taylor. Taylor up the left side, taken away from her. They regain control. Northrop bodying up the forward there and then clearing the ball back out to the 30. Maya, we should have a handball in there. We do. Should be Warriors ball at the 30-yard line. Nice day for soccer. Thought it was going to be pouring rain today. Turns out to be absolutely beautiful. A little bit of breeze out of the southwest here on the turf field at Mack High. Appreciate them allowing us to use their field on short notice. We know our field is completely drenched and would be a muddy, slippery mess out there today. It's nice to be able to use this turf field for this important game. Chip shot. Oh, that's got to be a foul. There it is. A little slow on the whistle, but a shove in the back by Smith. No, is that Smith? No, that's 9. That's Isabella Schwen. Just a two forearm shove in the back of Nisley there. Ball spotted right at midfield. Emma feeds up to Maya inside the 30. Leaves it out for Sims. Sims pokes it to the outside for Eliza. Eliza brings it back around the 30. Passes middle. 80's going to take a long shot, a one-hopper taken by the goalkeeper there inside the 6. She'll roll it over Faggart. Faggart will bring it back up. Long pass up across the 40. Pushed forward by Gasperson off the foot of Northrop. Northrop controls at about the 35. Still controlling. Now passes up to 80 at the 40 of North Valley. 80 turns up the right sideline. Still going. Got a little break up that right side. If she hits this, she's got a crosser. Oh, it's poked away. Back to 80. Or Eliza, excuse me. Out to Maya. Maya goes to take a shot. That one deflected out of bounds by a North Valley defender. Boy, the Warriors had like a 3-on-2 there. And Eliza could not get that pass to get past the defender. Long throw in. 80 gives it a little quick kick. Goes to the right of the goal and out of bounds. Can't see the keeper's number. If you see that for me, if you let me know what the keeper's number is. I would need binoculars. What's that? One. So Godfrey's the keeper. All right. There's 80 Nisley stepping up, taking that pass away. Over to McMullen. McMullen trying to cross. Oh, and it's poked away unnecessarily by Faggart. She could have just let that roll. It would have been out of bounds off the Warriors. Instead, she sent it out of bounds on the sideline. The Warriors will have a throw-in. Ulloa going to throw it in, it looks like, at about the 15 of North Valley. Throws it in, 80, trying to control. Turns, left foot into the middle. Eliza has it, trying to turn. She's at the 5, makes a move, and drills it home! Eliza Nisley with the first goal of the game. Goal by Nisley. Eliza Nisley with the goal. What a great pass from 80, right? think we had an assist by 80 on that. Assist 80 Nisely. So the Warriors go up 1-0. And that defense looked like they didn't know what to do with Eliza there. She kind of posted up at about the 5-yard line with that ball, and they looked helpless. Long pass ahead at the 30. Defender doesn't know where it is. Here comes McMullen, and she knocks it away inside the 10. The 5 down by the goal line, trying to turn, and ends up poking it out of bounds along the end line. It'll be a throw-in or a free kick here from the 6. Godfrey, the goalie, will take this one. 1-0 Warriors. Scored that at about 32 and a half minutes. It's a long goalie kick out to about the 35, controlled by Harzman at 80. Nisely working right, passes over to Eliza at about the 10. She controls, comes back to 80, back to Eliza, playing a little catch, back to 80 at about the 5. Knocked away. 80 was winding up to take a shot there. Warriors are playing a lot of this game inside the 30-yard line of North Valley. Thank you for joining us wherever you are today. Maybe you're in the stands here. It's kind of fun to listen and watch. Long corner kick. McMullen tests it down. It's loose in front, trying to knock it away. Ulloa comes up. It's poked out of bounds by North Valley at about the 6 or 7 yard. Oh, wow, that's the wrong call. They're going to give that to North Valley. I thought that was hit away by them. Great view here. I think Athletic Director Tashi Harzman is going to get us a box like this in Amity, about this high, too. It's a great view up here, about twice as high as our box in Amity. Ball knocked down, inadvertent handball there by Arroyo at about midfield. North Valley with the ball. Coming up on the 30-minute mark in the first half. Number 2, Smith, a long kick to the middle, controlled by the other Smith. Back to Cross, Smith, middle, send it over to Cross on the right side. Nope, controlled there by Gasperson. Ball loose inside the 30 now. Ulloa chasing it down along the sideline, lets it go out of bounds. Warriors ball. Well, just from the look of things, the soccer skill level of the Knights is not as high as the Warriors' skill level. Just their control of the ball, decision-making, a little more herky-jerky in their motions and their decisions. Warriors pretty smooth on most of theirs. There's a pass up the sideline. McMullen chases it down at about the 10, puts the brakes on, goes between the legs of the defender, and it's poked out of bounds by number 2, Olivia Smith. Going to be a Warriors ball. Throwing it in here will be McMullen. About the 5-yard line. Throws it into 80. Back to Alyssa. Tries to hit a crosser. Hits it off of 80's shoulder. Controlled by the Knights. Schwen. And then knocked out of bounds. Grace Ulloa coming up and poking that away. Not letting them get their offense started. No. 17. Schwen trying to move that ball up about 10 yards there. The official tells her to back that up. There's the throw in to about the 40, controlled there by Isabel Schwinn out in the midfield, deflected. Eliza heads it back towards the Warriors' offensive end, now towards the right side. Eliza up the side. She's got the foot speed to take that defender now, hits a little crosser, and it goes behind the goal. So Godfrey will grab the spare ball there. Warriors just peppering this end, though. Kylie Wilson trying to stay awake at her end. Has yet to see a ball get within about 20 yards of her. Part of that, the Warriors playing good defense. Part of that, I just don't see the offensive explosiveness out of any of the forwards for the night so far. Ball's across midfield. Northrop pokes it away back up to about the 30. Harris battling there. Gets it knocked away from her, gets it back, sends it over to Eliza, 25. Eliza controls, tries to go middle to Maya, a little bit in front of her. Eliza ends up with it again at about the 25. Crosses 80, trying to get to it. Poked away. Nice job by Maya. Maya up the right side, taking that away. It's knocked away from her and out of bounds. It'll be a Warriors kick from the corner here. So Eliza will take that. Ball goes under that fence. That's kind of a poorly designed fence for soccer. If the ball can roll under it. I don't think that was calculated into the fence design. There's just enough room for the ball to roll under the fence, and then you have to go find a gate to go through to chase the ball down. There's a lot of room back there, about 25 or 30 yards to the next fence. Corner kick, controlled, McMullen to 80. 80 turns, takes a left-footed kind of high-tip shot. It comes up short, controlled along the end line by North Valley. The right side, trying to turn and push that up. Christensen picks it off. Ends up back on the foot control of Anna Schwen towards the middle of the field at the 35-yard line. 80 to Eliza, back to 80. A little give and go with Eliza trying to chase this down on that far side. She does it about the 10. Now hits a crosser. Gives you a chance. High bounce. McMullen can't get the shot off. 80 does, but it goes wide to the right. She took that from about the 15-yard line or so. Of course, the goal is about 8 yards deep, 7 yards deep in the end zone here. So if you took that from the 15, that's about 22 yards from the goal. Ball up along the left sideline and out of bounds to the Warriors. 1-0 Amity, 25-minute mark coming up here in the first half. It was Eliza Nisley with the assist from 80 with the first goal of the game. Kind of in the half-court offense, if you will. Use the basketball analogy. 80 sent the entry pass in from the left side. Eliza controlled it. Took her time kind of posting up a little bit, deciding what to do. The defense wasn't very aggressive. They kind of sat back on their heels, and the Warriors, Eliza Nisley, able to just finally set her feet and fire. Ball being poked around a little bit. Finally, Christensen controls at the 35. 80 over to McMullen. Back to Ulloa. Ulloa feeds 80. 80 to Ulloa again, up on the 30-yard line. Knocked away by number 6, Gasperson. And then 80 comes in and picks off her pass. Now she's going to hit a high chip shot towards the middle. Warriors trying to control it. Finally, Harris gets it. Maya trying to feed Eliza. Back to Maya. Maya puts the brakes on to Eliza at about the 15. Middle, Harris. Harris controlling. Oh, lost that one. And it's out on the 30-yard line, 35 now, before the Warriors poke it away. At about the 35, Christensen hits it a couple of times and finally gets it away from the offensive player. McMullen with it on the left sideline at about the 35-yard line. Hesitates. Sets up, tries to go middle to Harris, knocked away there, controlled by Maya. Back to Sims on the right side. Sims over to Eliza as the Warriors work the ball around out here at about the 1/3 field mark. North Valley picks it off. This is only like the second or third time they've been across the 30-yard line down that left side. Put the brakes on, and Arroyo just steals the ball, flat out takes it from Faggart. What a defensive play by Arroyo. And it should be Warrior ball. Emma Northrup going out for cross country here. She chases the ball about 40 yards from the field through a parking lot for the maintenance structure. You need to tether that thing. Put a string on that ball so you can pull it back. Now Northrup back on the field. She'll throw it in. Up the right side, poked away and out of bounds by North Valley, but the ball will stay with the Warriors at about the 40 of Amity. Warriors definitely in control of this game. Been no pressure on goalie Kylie Wilson so far. 23-minute mark in the first half, 1-0 Amity. Only about 3 shots on goal for the Warriors. Most of their shots have been a little wide, but they've been putting pressure on that defense consistently. Northrup controls it in the backfield. Oh, off the foot of Sims and out of bounds at about the 40. of Amity. Throw in by North Valley. Knight's ball out near midfield. Send a centering pass. And then try to cross it. Ulloa pokes it away to McMullen. Nicely done by Grace there. Through the legs of the offensive player for North Valley. She sends it into the backfield and they promptly send it out of bounds. It's like they don't even make an attempt a lot of times to run anything. It's like just put it out of bounds and reset the defense. One of the disadvantages a place down by Grants Pass like North Valley has is that they don't see the same level of soccer among their non-league opponents that are in that area as we do up here. Our first game of the year, we played Riverdale. That's a Portland area school. Just a lot of club soccer up there. We have Catlin Gable and Valley Catholic up in this area. We played OES last week, who's the number three school out of that Lewis and Clark League, and is an excellent, definitely wasn't a 14 seed, much higher skill than the North Valley team we're seeing here today. Aidy Nisley with it, crosses it at about the 20 to Eliza. Eliza goes right, goes back to her left, feeds Maya. Maya trying to set up for a shot, instead feeds over to Harris. Harris on the right angle, can't get the shot off before it's knocked away and out of bounds. It's going to be a Warrior corner kick. No, they said it went off the Warriors. So goalie Ashlyn Godfrey taps it into the defensive back at around the 20 to Emma Schwen. Now on the left side, the defender sends it up across the 40. Ulloa knocks number 9, Isabel Schwen, off the ball. Warriors control. Ulloa. Nice pass. Oh, just a little bit too much angle on that pass. Got out of bounds before McMullen could get to it. Right idea by freshman Grace Ulloa, though. Be a throw in here for the Knights. McMullen takes the throw in. Deflects off of Gasperson. And then out of bounds to the Warriors. Good job by Alyssa. We've seen her confidence go up so much this year. Early in the season, playing a new position this year, was a midfielder last year and playing a forward this year. Mullen with a throw in to 80. 80 at about the 10. Pushed off the ball. Nice defensive play there by the Knights. The pass picked off by Ulloa. Battling with a defender or an offensive player there. Gets it over to Harzma. Harzma sends it to Sims at about the 40. Sims looking for Eliza. Eliza up that right side, turns on the defender across the 10, looking to cross, hits a deep crosser, taken out of the air by Godfrey. Crosser needed to be about another 5 yards of carry. Would have taken Godfrey out of position and given McMullen a chance on the backside. North Valley trying to control. It's going to go past cross and out of bounds. Warriors ball at about the 20-yard line of North Valley. Little sun peeking out here in McMinnville. Beautiful day for soccer. Temperature's incredible for November. Little throw in to 80. 80 poked away from her by the defender. Little battle up the sideline here. Christensen steps in, hits a little chip ahead to McMullen. Well done by Caden. McMullen gets it past cross. Alyssa crosses back to 80. 80 trying to center. Nobody there. Trying to find Harris, I think. Ball's loose. 80 ends up with it again. She's going to dribble up across the 20, take a shot, and Godfrey takes this one out of the air. Tough to score from 30 yards out if the goalie can see the ball at all. So much reaction time there. Ball across midfield, controlled by Northrop. Out to Sims on the right side. Pushes up to Eliza. Eliza can't quite check it before it gets out of bounds. It'll be North Valley ball. Just short of midfield. Throw in up the side. They're going to say illegal throw in. It'll be Warriors ball. That throw in has to be an equal use of both hands on the ball. You can't bring it to one side or the other. And there's nobody better at it in the state that I've seen than Emma Northrup. She's going to throw it in here. Throws that ball about 30 yards downfield, but this one gets away and out of bounds. She was trying to go right down that right sideline to Eliza, trying to get her one-on-one with that defender. Just a little bit long, but my goodness, throws that ball so far. I mean, she's throwing that 80 to 90 feet in the air within about a foot of where she wants it. Eliza deflects the pass, gets tripped, gets back up. She's got it, trying to feed across to McMullen, knocked away and out of bounds. Warriors are going to have a corner kick. What an effort by Eliza. Almost got that ball to Alyssa on the weak side. And the ball goes all the way to the hedges. Eliza out for a nice afternoon jog here in McMinnville. Everybody else can take a break. I can get some water. Restroom breaks all around. Coaches can be talking strategy with players. I'm not kidding. I mean, she just ran 80 yards or jogged 80 yards to get that ball and come back. She's got a corner kick here. Luckily, she's in decent shape. If you didn't know that. Eliza, the corner kick, sends it to the middle. Knocked away. It's loose. Need a shot. And it's loose in front still and poked away by the defender. Great effort there by the North Valley defense. Warriors just couldn't find the ball. The goalie fumbled it. She was out of position. Warriors, ball gets loose inside the 15, poked away. Ulloa with it at the 30 to McMullen, the 15. McMullen puts the brakes on, sets up her offense. Now back to Ulloa, tries to cross, goes off the shoulder of the defender, now finds 80 with it. 80 inside the 30, back to Ulloa up the left sideline. Ulloa saved it before it went out of bounds. McMullen with it. Now 80 at about the 22, hits a deep one, takes a hop, and taken out of the air by Godfrey. Warriors continue to put pressure on this night defense. Top spin kick out across midfield. Christensen pokes it away, gets bodied off the ball there, and then they just send it out of bounds along the sideline by midfield. It'll be Warriors' ball. Northrup to set to throw in there. Trying to go to Maya. Ball's loose, poked away. Maya battling, gets her body in position, controls to Eliza. Eliza goes, tries to go back to Maya. Just a lot of congestion there. Finally, the ball ends up with 80. 80 back to Eliza. Eliza's by herself at the 10, takes a shot. Little high. Woo! Godfrey feeling the heat off of that one. The defense had a little breakdown. Great pass from 80 to Eliza, and Eliza literally standing at the 10-yard line outside the hash mark, had a chance to set her feet and fire probably a 25-yard shot, but it was really one-on-one with the keeper, and she tried to go high and over the keeper's head, and it was just a little too high, maybe about 3 feet over the top of the net. 80 with it at midfield over to Alyssa. Touch pass to little give and go between Harris and 80. Now McMullen with it. Oh, trying to get it back to 80. 80's got it with her speed. Alyssa trying to feed 80 along a little give and go back door along the left corner. And the ball gets out of bounds along the end line. It'll go to the six here. Olivia Smith will do the honors of getting it back in play here. 13 and a half minutes left, first half. 1-0 Amity on an Eliza Nisley goal. High bounce after the free kick. Controlled by North Valley at the 45. Trying to go across midfield. Arroyo pokes that away. Now Northrup sends it up to Harris. Harris heads it on. Turns inside the 25. Now the 20. Kicked away there, but McMullen has it. McMullen goes between the legs of Cross. Over to Harris. Harris trying to go back to McMullen and a little bit too much on that give and go. And I don't think Alyssa was expecting it. She wasn't on full run. But good idea by Harris. Smith inbounds it from the six. McMullen had it, controlled it over, but Gasperson with it up the right side and out of bounds. How many times do they just turn and kick the ball out of bounds? It's like they don't have really a plan. And Harris is going to get a break coming into the game. I assume that's Alba. Or is that Rideout? That's Rideout, isn't it? Sophomore Lily Rideout into the game up at one of the forward positions. Northrup with a long throw in. Harzma controls to 80. Oh, knocked away. 80 continues to battle. Trips up the defender. Now hits a crosser. Eliza will take it at the hash mark by the 20. A little high. She dribbles it up in the air over to 80. 80 takes a shot. Godfrey with the save. There's really not much that's going to happen with that. It's Godfrey's got a good look at it, and there's nobody else there. Even if she fumbles it, there's nobody there offensively to put any more pressure. North Valley gets it to the 30-yard line. This has only happened a couple of times here. Sends it up. Kylie Wilson's going to touch the ball for the first time today. Slow roller in from the right angle. Wilson in her yellow jersey and black pants scoops it up. Sends a nice kick up towards Eliza. Eliza controls at the 50 ahead to Rideout. Rideout trying to get there. It's poked away from her. Sims trailing the play is going to take it. Send it back to Eliza inside the 30. Up the right side. Puts the brakes on. Now accelerates past the defender. Tries to send it back to the middle. It deflects off of Smith. And Smith acted like that was a handball. Instead, it goes out. And Eliza gets to go for another run. Hear what their coach is saying over there. I can't quite pick up. He said something about every single one. He's complaining to the official about something. Not sure what that complaint is. Eliza back to the corner. Gets the ball set. A little easier to set it here than it is on Dayton's field. Dayton, you set it down and it rolls off the field. You set it down and it rolls off the field. Eliza with a crosser. 80 tries to head it, bounces it, and Godfrey gets out there and grabs it before Rideout can get to it. Just outside the net on the right side. Warriors going right to left in front of us. South to north, if you like your directional descriptions. Maya Hartman with a steal. Oh, and tried to get it past the last defender. Knocked away. 80 with it. Over to Maya. Maya on the right angle. It's a 10. Takes a shot. Oh, deflects off of number 7, Faggart, and out of bounds. Faggart checking herself for a bruise there. She took that one off the right glute pretty hard. My goodness. Finding the one disadvantage of playing on this field is, I mean, Eliza's in another zip code picking up this ball. She's just a speck in the horizon as she comes back in with a cloud of dust behind her. A long waiting game. I'm assuming we're getting... Oh, they're not stopping the clock on these either, are they? Which is interesting. I would think they would on those long ones. All right, Eliza spots the ball in the corner. Right corner kick. This one off of her toe, kind of weird. Shoving the back there against 80. 80 turns. Little chip shot scooped up on one hop by Godfrey. Boy, that was a pretty hard hit in the back as 80 was trying to control that pass from Eliza. Ball high out across the 40 on the goalie kick. Pushed on ahead. Looks like it's Mockridge trying to chase it down, but Emma Northrup controls. And then deflects it off of the North Valley player and out of bounds and under the fence. And you see the look on her face. It's like, yeah. I think you need to post like an adult at a ball chaser on each corner down there. This side, not doesn't matter so much, but that east side. Oh, bad kick by Kylie and Sims can't get to it. Going to be a throw in about the 5-yard line. Oh, Maya's on, or Tashi's on it. Carlos has got that one. Yeah, kind of breaks the flow of the game. Every time that happens, that ball's rolling. There's a fence up, but it'll roll under the fence or through some gaps in the fence. And then once it does, it's about another 30 yards before you get to anything. North Valley with the inbound at about the 10, out to the 25, try to turn and take a shot. This one rolls through. They've got a chance, and they miss the golden opportunity. They try again. It's deflected. Northrop trying to clear. Takes out a player. No call. Oh, there's a late whistle. We're going to have a penalty, and that's going to be a free kick from about the 10-yard line. Northrop gets called for the trip from behind. So Kylie Wilson about to get tested here. Boy, North Valley had a golden opportunity. And because that foul was in the goalie box, they spot the ball at the, it's about 17 yards out, right? Or 12 yards out? 12 yards out, right? From, I can't do math. I think it's 12 yards. Free kick, Kylie Wilson, one-on-one. Can't get it. Into the left corner, the goal by what number? See the goal. Goal for North Valley. Is that Fager? Is that number two? Goal by Olivia Smith. So 1-1 as the Warriors have a major defensive faux pas there. It all started when Kylie's kick went past Sims and out of bounds, gave him a throw in on a short field. And then we had a little breakdown defensively. They really had an easy shot on Kylie, but the offensive player fumbled the ball. It rolled all the way to the other side of the net. Warriors struggled to clear it defensively. It ended up out at about the 10-yard line or so, where Emma came in from behind to knock the ball away and got called for a penalty. And because it was in the goalie box, they get that free kick. Long pass ahead in a 1-1 game. We've got about 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Alba in the game, trying to control up the left side, leaves it for 80. 80 crosses. One hopper. Defended by North Valley, knocked away. Maya with it, pokes it to 80. 80 crosses again, and Eliza can't quite get to it, and it's going to roll all the way to the corner before Eliza chases it down, keeps it in bounds. Nisely reverses her field. Now tries to hit a crosser. 80 deflects it back to McMullen. Takes a shot a little too high and left. Good idea, though. Coming back into the game is going to be Harris here, as she's going to replace right out. And is that Christensen coming back in? No, Christensen's in the game. Oyoa. Harris and Oyoa are going to come back into the game. Right out. Takes a break. And looks like Oyoa is going to have to wait. Smith sends it up to about the 40 in the air. Eliza controls the 30 to Maya. Maya trying to feed Harris back to Maya. Maya trying to get through. One more move. Can't quite get there. Shot taken by Albert. Deflects out of bounds. It'll be a left corner kick for the Warriors. Now we'll get Udoa back into the game. She's going to replace Alba. Warriors will have a left corner kick. This will be 80 Nisely taking it. Getting everybody set. Gets the whistle from the official. Sends a crosser. Eliza knocks it down. Ball's loose out by the 20. Oyoa tried to get it to Harris. And it goes out of bounds to North Valley. On the end line. Godfrey spots it on the 6. 1-1 game, 4 minutes to go. Warriors have had about 8 shots on goal, something like that, plus a bunch that have been wide. North Valley's had 2 shots on goal and scored. 1-1 game. North Valley across the midfield, chips it on ahead. Arroyo controls over to McMullen. North Valley energized here a little bit by their penalty kick. 80 cuts in, sends it upfield across the 30, the 25, cleared there by North Valley. 80 deflects, battling with number 3, Mockridge. 80 comes away with it. That's going to happen more often than not. McMullen crosses to Eliza at the right hash mark. Eliza loses it. Sims pokes it back to the middle. 80 screens out her man. Alyssa chips on ahead, trying to find Harris. Knocked away. Harris knees it ahead to Eliza. Back to Harris. Chips it back out in the corner. Eliza can't get to it on the end line, and it'll be Warrior ball. Corner kick coming once Eliza chases this down. Is that Marcus over there? Yeah. He didn't get there soon enough. He's like, oh, that's where I need to be. That's where the ball goes. Okay, I got it now. Now I see what mom's talking about. Yeah. Eliza from the corner. One hopper knocked away. Maya tries to control towards the sideline. Eliza battling there. Gets physical as she does so well. Kind of post up back to Maya. Maya to Eliza. Back to Harris at the 10, 15. Now recenters it out to Christensen. Goes up the left side to McMullen. McMullen spots it just outside the football sideline. Back to 80. 80 posting up at the 12. Turns. Deflects off of McMullen. And North Valley sends it out of bounds at about the 25. Ulloa chasing it down here. Northrop will have the throw in. We've got a minute 50 seconds to go in the first half in this 1-1 game. Warriors have had eminently more chances than North Valley, but both teams have converted on one. North Valley looks like they're just trying to run the clock out here in the first half as they send another one out of bounds, reset their defense. Northrop will throw in again, this time about the 20. 1-1 game. It's a throw in. That one looked a little awkward. North Valley ends up controlling. Kicks it out of bounds again. So we come up on the 1 minute mark. Warriors are in a position where they could get an attack pretty easily here, but they haven't been able to get the ball in cleanly. Northrop. Throw in. High. Headed away at the 10, Harsma at the 15, pokes it over to Harris. Harris back to Sims. Sims, middle to Harsma, knocked away by the defender, and she'll clear this out across midfield at 40 seconds. Arroyo hits it off the offensive player. She's got it, pushing up the left side. Can't see what number that is. She goes back to number 6, Gasperson. Gasperson working on Sims. Sims gets physical with her. Gasperson checks up, back to the 40. Here comes Eliza, just runs around the offensive player and pokes the ball away. And it's up along the left sideline and trying to control. Nice job by Sims. And Sims, with 5 seconds, sends it back across midfield. And that will take us to halftime. 1-1 here after one half of play. Warriors dominated that first half in terms of shots on goal. And putting pressure on the offensive end. But the penalty kick opportunity for number 2, Olivia Smith, found a home in the bottom right corner of the net, and it tied the game at 1. So Warriors kind of beat themselves a little bit, bringing this game into a tie with a penalty inside the goalie box. So that's it for the first half. Going to take a break here. We've got 10 minutes on the clock. We'll throw you some commercials and then a little music probably, and we'll be back with the start of the second half. The Amity Warrior Soccer state playoff action between your Warriors and the Knights of North Valley. It's a 1-1 game at halftime here from McMinnville High School, using the Grizzlies soccer field here, which is on their football field, artificial turf facility. Due to the amount of rain we've got the last couple of days, and
the anticipation that we might have gotten quite a bit more today. We wanted to make sure that the kids had a good playing surface. And so athletic director Tashi Harsman did a good job of getting that all arranged and set up. She's having a busy day here. She's probably been here a few hours, I assume, trying to get everything all set up and make sure everything's good to go. I, on the other hand, showed up with 10 minutes to spare after leaving my headset in Amity and not realizing that until I hadn't allowed for the time to go there and get it. So 20 minutes to go in this one, or excuse me, 40 minutes to go in this one, 40-minute halves. And Warrior Girls huddle up, 35-yard line. They just need to keep playing like they did in the first half, and they should be okay. They have to be careful not to be discouraged by the score. Okay, Tashi's got the tie-breaking procedures for me. If we get to that point, we'll start talking about that later in the game. But I think the key, I assume what Coach Dyer told them, is something to the effect of that they shouldn't be discouraged by the scoreboard. They outplayed North Valley in for about 39 of those 40 minutes. They just had about a 40-second breakdown late in the first half. And that'll give North Valley some energy, make them feel like they're in this. But they really didn't do anything except for that one little blip. And it really kind of started with just an errant pass by the Warriors. And then just a defensive lapse. Both teams are on the field. The officials are slowly finding their way out to the field here. Warriors going left to right in front of us now, or north to south, if you prefer. Which, in terms of the wind, means the wind is coming from their right, mostly. I mean, North Valley ball to get things started here, I guess. Forwards for the Warriors up front, Eliza Nisley and McMullen on the outside, on the middle, kind of forward midfielders. Adi Nisley and Maya Harsma. Harris is up there just as a center forward. Long pass ahead, controlled by Northrup. She sends it back towards midfield, knocked out of the air. It should be a handball. It is on number 10, Smith. They've got a couple Smiths. They've got three Schwens. And, makes it hard to keep track of names here. Pass back towards midfield. Northrup controls it over to McMullen. And she's going to get a handball inadvertently, too. So back-to-back handballs, one on each team. Olivia Smith will spot the ball about their own 38-yard line and send it up the middle of the field to the 30, controlled there by number 3, Mockridge. Mockridge centers it back to Isabella Schwen. Her pass knocked away, but then controlled again by North Valley. North Valley on the attack, tries to get it up and over the defense, but Northrup pokes that away. Over to McMullen. McMullen up the left side, looking for Harris. Harris, the 45, lost that one. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the Warriors on the far sideline. Throw in by North Valley at about the 45 of Amity. Throw in taken by Harsma. Harsma loses it. Pushed up the right side. It's a foot race. Ulloa can't get to it. Ball goes out of bounds to the Warriors. Good job by Ulloa to stay right with the forward there. I can't see what number that is. She'll turn her back to me. They have numbers on the front, but I'm not reading those from across the field. Warriors with it. Ulloa ahead to McMullen. McMullen, her pass deflected. Harsma battling back to McMullen. McMullen. 80 with a high kick towards the 50, taken there by the defensive back, pushes out to the right side. They try to go middle, but 80 knocks it away with a header. Ball loose, kind of bannered about here at about the 45. Nobody really control. Now McMullen has it at about the 30. Turns, fires it back across midfield. And North Valley will reset on the defensive end. Smith passed Eliza over to the left side of the field to the other Godfrey, Shea Godfrey. There's two Godfreys, too. One of them's a goalie. Sims on the right side, taken away from her by Mockridge. Mockridge at the 15. Reverses field, back out close to the 18. Now centers it. Missed that pass. Mullen pokes it on ahead to midfield, where Smith has it. Smith works right. Long legs, long stride by Smith all the way down inside the 20. Finally pokes it ahead. They're going to have a, nope, offside call. He's trying to get that up there to the forward. The forward got behind Ulloa on the outside and a little too deep. Warriors will throw it in here early in the second half. 1-1 game. They're not going to throw it in. I guess it went out on the baseline. Nope. Oh, offside. So it's a, they're setting it down at the 5-yard line, but over on the left side of the field for the Warriors. All right. It's all set now. Sims will take the kick. Surveys the field. Sends a nice long one up the side. It's poked away and out of bounds by Isabel Schwinn. Warriors will throw in at about the 25. Northrop will do the honors. Four and a half minutes gone here, second half. Neither team really able to get anything going yet. Andy mixing things up a little bit. Takes out Harris, brings in Alba. Long throw in up the side. A battle there between the Warriors and North Valley. Eliza with it. Comes free across the 25 in a foot race to the 10. And she gets pushed. Should have been a foul. No call. Reverses her field. Tries to center it way too high behind the net. She just lost that one on the turn. Oh, they're going to say it was deflected. That's why. Well, I thought that was one of the worst looking shots I've seen Eliza take. And it's because it was deflected by the defender. So Eliza will have a left corner kick. Kicking from that southeast corner of the field. Eliza, the right-footed kick. A little short of the goal, and Godfrey jumps up and grabs it. Godfrey, the goalie kick. Out to about the 47. Sims taps it on. Northrop cuts off the offensive player, and it goes out of bounds off of Northrop. Northrop trying to shield the ball and control it. Couldn't do so. It's going to be a throw-in for Bella Smith. Throws it. Ball's loose. Knocked away by Christensen. It's going to be a corner kick for North Valley. And when they do a corner kick, they bring up who's apparently their best soccer player, number two, Olivia Smith. She's the one that took the penalty kick. She plays defensive back for them. But she's clearly their best, most accurate kicker. She sets down the ball here on the corner. The official is going to come over and look at the flag. He says you can't move it. So he pretends to readjust it after she pretended to readjust it. So now everybody's done their job. Corner kick for Smith, taken by Kylie Wilson out of the air. Kylie quickly. Oh, flubs that one off the side of her foot and out of bounds at the 30. She was trying to do the right thing. She was trying to get a little bit of a fast break going, trying to get it out in front of her teammates running up the field, and just lost it off the side of the foot. The throw in from the 35, headed forward. 80 heads that one out to Eliza. A little back kick over to McMullen. Maya tries to feed Alyssa. No, nothing there. Ulloa with it, though. Back up towards Alyssa. Poked out of bounds. Warriors ball. Short of midfield by 10 yards or so. 1-1 is the score here in this second round action of the state playoffs. Ulloa pops one up about midfield, knocked away. Arroyo had it, couldn't control. Now the pass ahead by Bella Smith, taken by Sims. Sends it up a nice pass to Alba. Alba at the 30, turns, sets up, trying to feed 80 up the sideline, couldn't get to it. Sims chip shots one up to Eliza across midfield. Eliza turns, trying to get past the defender. Eliza being pushed. That should be a foul. No call. Wow. She gets it back to 80. 80 tripped. No call there. Wow. A lot of questionable no calls there for me. Not that I know anything about soccer, folks, but definitely the officials allowing them to play. You know, we talk about this in basketball a lot when you get to state how the officials will allow more physical game to be played. And I think we're seeing that here today with fewer penalties called for physical play than what we saw even last week against OES. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors ball now at about the 20-yard line. North Valley players slow to get up at the 20. That's Emma Schwen, one of their captains. They have three Schwens. Isabel is a sophomore. Emma's a senior. And Anna's a freshman. A couple of Smiths, a couple of Godfreys. It's a long throw in, trying to get the ball to Eliza. It's headed away and out of bounds. I think that should be Warrior ball. Oh, and after some indecision, they said that it hit ahead of a Warrior player. And the side judge is going to overrule it. Nice job. She was indecisive. She wanted to go Warrior's direction on that, but then the referee out in the middle of the field pointed the way of North Valley, and she corrected him gently and respectfully. And so it's Warrior ball. Sims throwing it in at about the 25 of North Valley. Taken out of there and kicked out of bounds by Smith. And the ball rolls up the track about a quarter mile. Maybe not a quarter mile. Maybe 50 yards. Hey, you need people spotted all around this field. There's so much open space once it gets off the field. There's a long ways for the ball to go. Northrop will throw this one in at about the 25. Northrop being marked by DeCourcy. There's the throw in, trying to get it to Eliza. She heads it. Alba has it. Alba chips it off the defender, knocked away by another defender, and turned up field. Smith picks that off of the 25. 80 pops it up in the air. It's headed by the defensive player. A high kick by DeCourcy. I think that's going to be a penalty on her, and she knows it. He warns her. No card. She didn't make any contact on it, but that kick was up by the head I think that was Carrie that was close by there. Sims with a free kick from the 30. Here near the right sideline. Sims sends it. It's knocked loose out to the 20, and they try to clear it, but one of the teammates got in the way. It was Anishwin got in the way of them clearing it. Now the ball loose, and Maya sends it back to the middle, trying to get it to Eliza at the 25, knocked away. 80 chips it ahead, knocked away by Smith, Olivia Smith. Alba centers it to 80, good control. Over to Maya. Maya works her way through traffic, takes a shot, and Godfrey with, I don't think it's technically a save because I think it was wide of the net a couple of feet, but a good try by Maya there to turn and fire. Get some pressure back on this defense. Christensen knocks the goalie kick out of the air, and then Arroyo sends it up the field. Ball's loose at about the 38. Popped up in the air. 80 heads it ahead. Smith sends it back with a header the other direction. And we've got an illegal use of an elbow by North Valley there. I didn't see that. I thought it hit Christensen on the arm. Ball spotted at midfield. Maya comes back to take this kick. We've got about 27 and a half minutes to go in the second half. It's a 1-1 game. Think about soccer. Warriors have clearly outplayed them for most of this game, but you've got a tie game and you don't feel like it's going to change anytime immediately. Warriors having a hard time getting really good shots on goal this half. 80 with it. Tries to feed Alba. A little off there, but Maya picks it off back over to Jessica. Alba trying to get through two defenders. That wasn't a good decision. Knocked away. Alba trying to work, and the ball deflects off of Alba and out of bounds. Battling there with Bella Smith from the Knights. North Valley with the throw in. Shea Godfrey throws it. It's loose out around the 40. McMullen bodying up the defender. Gets it to Maya. Maya crosses back to her right. Little give and go attempt with 80. Didn't work very well. It's cleared by the defensive back. Northrop chases it down back at the other 20. Little footwork move there. Gets past the offensive player. And then it's a slide tackle out of bounds by number 16, Chloe DeCourcy. I guess not really a tackle, but a slide deflection. Slid in there, knocked the ball out of bounds from Emma Cleanly. Northrop will throw it in back of the Warriors' end of the field. Throws it out to about the 40 to 80, turns. Poked away by a defensive back out to number 16, DeCourcy. 80 picks that off, trying to go to Alba, and Godfrey intercepts the pass. Up the right side is Gasperson trying to get to the ball. Ulloa does a great job of shielding Gasperson off, and the Warriors get the ball out of bounds there at about the 20. Good job by the freshman, Ulloa. For throw-in, not so great, though. Taken by number 3, Mockridge. Warriors get it back. Turn towards midfield. That's a good pass there. Eliza chips it over to 80. Back to Eliza. Eliza trying to feed Jessica Alba up the right side. The 15, the 10, sets her feet. Goes back to the middle, trying to go to Eliza. And then takes a shot. Alba with a shot on goal taken by Godfrey. But a nice little work there by Alba. And she kind of tried to force that pass to Eliza. Eliza, I don't think, was expecting it. But the ball came back to Jessica. The second time, she just decided, might as well rock and fire here. Harzma at the 30. Over on the left side to her cousin, Alyssa McMullen. McMullen at the 10. Works quickly towards the 5. Now tries to cross. Nothing there. Gets it back. And then it's cleared out to the 15. Harzma will take a shot. Deflect off of the North Valley player. Boy, that is the second time Maya has drilled somebody in close range. 80 with a good steal there. Gets it to Northrop. Chips it on ahead to the 15. It's up in the air. And McMullen gets it to Harzma. Harzma trying to go back to McMullen, but it's a little too far for McMullen to get to. And Godfrey scoops it up off the ground out wide of the 6 box. Getting darker here. We lost our sunshine. Looks like we might get a little rain. Hasn't happened yet, though. Ball headed on to Northrop. Northrop trying to get the ball to Ulloa up the right side, taken away. But now Ulloa has it. Or Sims, excuse me. Sims has it. Chips it out to the 40. 80. Passes on ahead on an angle towards the left side. McMullen trying to get to it. It's Smith. Smith kicks it off of McMullen and out of bounds. Smith's a good ball player. She looks like she could be a distance runner, kind of long and lanky, but good footwork and a pretty explosive right foot. She gets a little throw in, gets it back, sends a high one across midfield where Northrop tips it on back to 80, trying to find Eliza. Eliza at the 20, turns, pokes on ahead, not accurate though, and that one picked off by number 4, Cross. Cross, 80 intercepts her pass, chips it back towards the middle. Alba, the 25, being pushed, got to be stronger. Alba battling,
comes out of there with it. Good footwork. Tips it over to Maya. Maya up to McMullen. Back to Maya. Maya thought about a shot. Doesn't take it. Back to Christensen at the 30. Christensen sends it over to 80. 80 gets bodied. Can't get to the ball. And it goes out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball at about the 25. A little frustration in the body language of 80 as I'm looking at it. I feel like she's not happy about how physical it is, not able to get calls out there. There's a header out towards the 25, controlled there by Anna Schwen. Schwen chips it over to number 6, Gasperon. Or Gasperson with a long kick up the right side, controlled by Arroyo. Arroyo, though, makes a mistake and leaves it behind her. Offensive player coming. Gets knocked away. North Valley with it at the 35. And now they've got Gasperson up the right side. I don't know if she can get to it. She cannot. It gets out of bounds on her just before the right corner. Good try there by North Valley. I thought they were going to get a shot potentially on a crosser. Northrop will throw it in way down, about as far as you can get down on a throw-in from about the inside the football goal line. Ball knocked out of bounds after the throw in at about the 20. So Emma will throw it in again with a little bit more cushion now behind her. North Valley's done a good job of keeping the Warriors off the scoreboard today. The 1-1 game with 20 minutes and 45 seconds to go. We had this kind of game with Sisters last year. That one went to a shootout after overtime, right?
Yeah.
You get 2 10-minute overtime periods, not sudden death. And then if you go to that, then there's a coin toss, and you get yourself a shootout then. Ball out of bounds for the Warriors on the far side of the field at about the 20-yard line. Get this tie game like this, especially a low-scoring one where neither team has really been able to generate consistent offensive attacks here in the second half. Warriors were pretty good in the first half. Second half, they've really struggled. There's a tip on. Smith will clear this one before Eliza can get to it, and the Warriors will have a chance to get a throw in at about the 10-yard line. And their coach not happy at all about the way that play was executed by his Knights. So throw in coming, or 80 will throw it in. Trying to get it to Eliza. It's headed away and back out of bounds. 80 will grab it again here and try it again from about the 10-yard line. 80 throws in short to Alba. Alba back to 80. 80 spots it to Eliza at the numbers. Back to Alba. Alba trying to get it to 80 or to Eliza. Eliza pokes on back, trying to do a little give and go with Alba. Ball's loose, and Godfrey gets out there and covers it. Not very cleanly, but she does come out of there with it. Warriors finally putting a little pressure on that offensive end. Hasn't happened much this half, only a couple of times, really. Goalie kick out to the 40. Taken there by Mockridge. Gets it to Bella Smith. Smith towards the left sideline. Now chips on ahead. This one's going to get loose up the left side. Northrop chases it down at the 5 and sends it out of bounds. Give the defense a chance to reset themselves. Killing flies up here in the crow's nest. 18 minutes to go, second half. Throw in on the side. Mockridge got it back to her teammate, who threw it in, who then chipped it out of bounds. Completely misdirection on her hit there. Warriors will have the ball here along the near sideline, going left to right in front of us. 1-1 game. Liza Nisey with the only goal for the Warriors today so far. 80 heads it on.
taken by Anna Schwen, gets it across the field. Arroyo pokes it towards the sideline, and it goes out of bounds at about the 30. North Valley ball there. North Valley located just down north of Grants Pass. Very rural area down there. It's a 4A school until just a few years ago. Kind of came down at the same time as Philomath and some of those other schools, maybe Banks. North Valley had a heck of a football team a few years ago. Warriors with the ball controlling. Harzma trying to go forward. Her pass gets deflected, comes back to 80 to Maya. Maya pokes it on ahead. McMullen can't control that. It gets sent back upfield. Arroyo in a foot race gets to it, sends it towards the sideline. Bodies off the defender or the offensive player, reverses field, gets it back, and it is saved by North Valley up across the 35. Great play by Arroyo there. 80 intercepts the pass and clears it towards the Warriors' end of the field, their offensive end of the field. North Valley does the same thing now. We got another foot race, but Kylie's going to run out and scoop this one up at about the goal line. Kylie Wilson had a good game today. Just really just one problem, and it really wasn't hers. The one goal she gave up in that blue ball, the official got in the way of the play, so he's going to stop play and let Amity have a free kick from the. They just drop it in. It's not even a free kick. They just restart play. Maya trying to get it on ahead. It's tripped up. There's a good clear by Bella or by Olivia Smith all the way down to Kylie Wilson at the goalie box. Sent that ball about 65 yards down the field. She is their best player. There's no question about it. They use her on defense, which tells you about their philosophy. Their philosophy is we're going to play a low-scoring game and try to make you earn anything you get. No easy ones. We're going to put our best player back there on defense. Going the other way, North Valley at the 10 tries to center. Gets it across. Now at the top of the goalie box. Good job by Christensen. And now by Arroyo. Both of them deflecting shot attempts. Sims gets her shot, her pass deflected out of bounds. Great job by Christensen and Arroyo. Both of them come up limping a little bit as they sacrifice those lower legs to stop shot attempts. Good aggressive plays. Long throw in from Northrop. Maya trying to control back to 80, a little bit too high, and 80 can't bring it down. Ball goes out of bounds. Down to 14 and a half minutes in the second half. Nobody scored this half. A 1-1 game still. Warriors scored about 15 minutes into the game on an 80 to Eliza pass and goal. And North Valley scored on a penalty kick. Long pass ahead. North Valley's going to have a shot. And Kylie Wilson comes out, knocks it away. She needs to get back. It's controlled by North Valley. Oh, great job by Grace Ayoa. Comes in there, steals the ball, pushes up that left side, still going. And then it goes off of her, but a great job by Grace Ayoa and Kylie Wilson to double team that defensive play there, stifle that potential shot on goal, and that would have been almost point blank. McMullen heads the throw in back out of bounds. Olivia Smith throws in down the right side, knocked away, and McMullen pushes it out towards the 40, and Maharzma just gets taken out. No call again. North Valley definitely been the more physical team overall in this game. Eliza's matched them, but that's been about it today. 80 trying to get it back to Harzma in the middle of the field. 80 has it again. Drills it off of number 10, Bella Smith. Christensen sends it up to the 30, controlled by Smith now at the 30. Turn sends it up the field. Sims whiffs on it. It's still rolling along the left side. Great job by Emma Northrup to body off the offensive player, number 17, Anna Schwen, and poke the ball out of bounds. 1-1, 12 and a half minutes to go. We just can't afford to have anything go wrong. Everybody's got to be focused. Everybody on defense has to be doing their job. You can't have any of those breakdowns. We've got a sub coming into the game for North Valley. Now we'll restart. About 12 minutes to go. That was in a kind of a funky foot control attempt by DeCourcy and loses it out of bounds along the end line. Kylie Wilson will grab it. Wilson quickly gets it over to Ayoa. Ayoa up the left side to the 10. The 15 now passes on ahead to McMullen. McMullen trying to center it to 80. Picked off there. But Eliza comes in from behind and steals it. Eliza across the 50 to the 40. Still going with the dribble. Still going across the 30. The 25's in a foot race. And there is Smith knocking it away. And we're going to have her tripped up. Smith with a great defensive play there. No call. No whistle. Eliza not very happy about the fact that there was no whistle. Eliza dribbled that ball about 30 yards. Smith showing great speed to catch up with her and get position and be able to trip her up by knocking the ball out of kind of her control and taking Eliza down in that process. The officials obviously did not think there was a physical contact there. It was a foot on ball, which caused Eliza to go down in the officials' judgment. Sims will throw in here at about the 20, trying to get it to 80, posting up at the 10, trying to turn, collision there, gets it back. Nobody where she fed it. Ball pushed up the field. Sims turns back inside, knocked off the ball by number 16. 16 grabbing her shoulders. DeCourcy, that ball went off of Sims, but DeCourcy should have been whistled for a foul. DeCourcy grabbed Sims on the shoulders as she was trying to get position. Northrop will throw it in at about the 45. Ten minutes to go in regulation. Long pass ahead, or the throw in ahead, ends up with McMullen on the far hash mark. Alyssa trying to center to 80. Look at the pushing with two hands in the back. Very physical team. Smith clears this one up the near sideline again. It'll be Warriors ball. Melissa Isley chasing down the ball over here along the track. Just watching those North Valley defenders, a lot of hands in the back as they're trying to control the situation. The officials are letting a lot of physicality go, a lot of hand checking. Be interesting to know their interpretation on when that becomes a foul and when that's just good physical play. Long throw in headed. 80 jacks it up towards Eliza, who heads it over to McMullen. She tries to control it with the chest, now does. Back out to Christensen. Chips it on up the left side to McMullen, trying to get to it. Can't. Goes out of bounds at about the 5. And Marcus over there chasing down the ball, saving about 30 seconds of game time. Oh, but he makes a bad pass. It's knocked down by the fence, and he has to go get it again. That two-hand chest pass needs some work. That's embarrassing. Talk to him about that. You got to know how far. He's no Emma Northrup. I'll say that. Emma would have cleared that fence without any problem. Marcus needs to build that upper body strength a little bit. More push-ups. That's what I would tell him. You know he's going to hear about that from me. I'm going to be asking him about that tomorrow. See if he's working on his chest pass game. Ball goes out of bounds off the Warriors along the end line. 8 minute mark in regulation. North Valley. It's going to be Olivia Smith with a free kick. Sends it out to about the 35. Controlled there by Isabel Schwen, who tries to go up the sideline and directs it out of bounds. Ulloa throws in on the far sideline across the 40. McMullen trying to get to it. It's cleared back out towards Ulloa. Ulloa with a high kick out of bounds as the defender was closing on her quickly. Throw in on the far sideline. Ulloa intercepts, can't control, goes out of bounds off of her in front of the North Valley bench at about the 35-yard line. Coming up on the 7-minute mark in regulation, 1-1. Long throw in. Ulloa chases it down and kicks it out of bounds at about the 5. So North Valley kind of working their way up the field with throw-ins that get deflected out of bounds. Sun peeking back out from the clouds here. Incredibly nice day for soccer in November. A little nicer than going to Catlin Gable last year. Warriors send the ball back out of bounds. And North Valley will throw in again at about the 5-yard line on the football field. That's about 12 yards above the goal and on the sideline. Ball's loose, and finally 80 clears it out towards the 35, taken there by number 19, Emma Schwen. Midfield, battle going on. Christensen with some good footwork to take it away, sends it on up the left side, trying to get it to McMullen. McMullen deflects the defender's pass. North Valley in control at the 35, across the 30, trying to center it. Not a good pass there. Send it behind Anna Schwen, and this one will go out of bounds along the end line. Warriors ball. Under 6 minutes to go here in regulation. Again, if we end up tied, then we go automatically to 2 full 10-minute overtime periods. No sudden death. You have to play them out. And then if you're tied after that, then you go to your shootout. Warriors mishandle the pass, and Sims ends up sending it out of bounds to reset the defense. Knights, long trip up from North Valley down by Grants Pass. I assume they came up last night. So finally, they're going to throw this in. Bella Smith with the throw in. From about the goal line, gets it in. Good. Again, physicality from behind. That's when they call. Man, they're slow on the whistle. It looks like he had to replay it in his head. That's the first time we've gotten that call where they've kind of checked the player from behind as you're trying to control the ball. I wouldn't say it's dirty. It's just very physical, and the officials have allowed it to go on. And so they're not really trying to hide it. So I really can't accuse them of playing dirty. They're just playing with as much physicality as the officials are allowing. And it's not something our girls outside of maybe Eliza and sometimes 80 do very well. Well, Emma. But North Valley, all of them are very physical. Isabella Schwen over on the right side to Gasperson. Pushes it on up ahead, up the sideline. Arroyo gets it, pokes it out of bounds at about the 25. 4-minute mark left in regulation. North Valley, just not much of an offensive team, but they've done a great job defensively this game, kept this a 1-1 game. And the little bit of offense they did do got them they've only had maybe like 3 or 4 shots on goal the whole game. And it wasn't even on a shot on goal where they really got their opportunity to score. They got a penalty kick because of a play inside the goalie box, but at just barely inside the goalie box. Warriors send the ball back out of bounds. We used to have somebody over there. Tim was in this corner for a while. He wasn't getting enough action, so he moved down to this corner, looks like. That ball was too far away from Marcus to be able to help us out. So here we go. North Valley going to throw this in at about the 35 of Amity. The throw in deflects off of North Valley and out of bounds. Warriors ball. Warriors need an attack here with 2:40 to go. Emma Northrup ahead. ball is batted back towards her. She sends it out of bounds along the side, so no opportunity for the Warriors to push the ball up the field that time. On the far side, North Valley. 80 to get in between that. Couldn't really do it. Now it's poked away and scooped up by Wilson on a slow hopper. Not really a shot on goal, just a deflection there. Kylie up to the 40, across the 50, Arroyo, or no, excuse me, Alba. Alba trying to control back to Sims. Sims chips it, but there's nobody there. Arroyo controls at the 45, trying to find Eliza. Eliza Smith being very physical. Smith goes down, Eliza gets called for the trip. Wow. As physical as it's been, as many times as Eliza's been on the ground today, that one gets called. Smith, Olivia Smith set to kick. Smith chips it down to the 25. Kind of centered at the 20, back out to Bella Smith. Bella turns, fires, one hopper. Kylie takes it at the 6. Not the 6-yard line, the top of the 6, the 6-yard box for the keeper. Ball out near midfield. Eliza hits a chip shot at an angle down the left side. McMullen chasing it down, gets it at the 10. Fakes a couple of moves, tries to center it, taken away and cleared out to the 30. Oyoa deflected, gets it back at the 20, inside to the 15, pokes it past the defender, but there's nobody there to help her, and they send it out of bounds with 30 seconds left to go in the second half in a 1-1 game. Chance for a quick score for the Warriors. And North Valley just trying to buy some time here, sends it back out of bounds with 14 seconds. McMullen can't waste time, throw it in to Eliza. Eliza turns, chips it up in the air. 80, lets it go to Christensen. Christensen whiffs on her kick, and that's going to take us to the end of regulation. So we're going to overtime, folks. We'll take a quick break here. It's 1-1 after regulation in this second round state playoff game. We'll be right back.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear fall colors, check out Toyota's crisp, bold lineup. There's the rugged Tacoma, the spacious Highlander, and 4Runner's an off-road icon. Color me impressed. Toyota. Visit toyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Back, Warrior fans. We're getting ready to start overtime here from McMinnville High School, where your Warriors hosting the North Valley Knights. 1-1 after regulation. Warriors scored about 15 minutes into the game, and North Valley scored near the end of the first half on a penalty kick, and that's been it the whole second half. Neither team really getting much of a consistent attack in the second half. The goalies didn't have to do much. Definitely not as much work as we gave their goalie Godfrey in the first half. So as we head to overtime, we'll have 2 10-minute periods. It is not sudden death, not sudden death. So you're going to play out those 2 overtime periods. They've had a coin toss, just like they do it before a game starts. And that'll determine which end of the field each team is at. And then after the first overtime period, they'll swap ends of the field. Not that it matters much on this field. But on some grass fields, that can have a pretty significant impact on your ability to perform offensively. So if we are still tied after 2 10-minute periods, then We have a penalty procedure that we went through last year with sisters. The referee chooses the goal, and all the penalty kicks will be taken at the same goal. Each coach selects five players from their roster who have not been kicked out of the game. So if you get red carded, you can't participate. But we haven't even had a yellow card in this game, surprisingly enough, given some of the physicality. So any player on the roster is eligible, even if they haven't played during the game. So it doesn't matter if they were in the game at the end of overtime or not. And so then each team picks their five. A coin toss is conducted. The winning team of the coin toss has a choice of whether they want to kick first or have their opponent kick first. And if you remember last year, sisters kicked first. I don't remember who won the coin toss, but sisters kicked first. Kylie Kendall had an incredible save on the very first kick, and that kind of put them at a disadvantage. We converted all four of our kicks. They had converted two out of their four, and that was it. Won the kick, the penalty kickoff, the shootout, 4-2. So we'll see. Hopefully we don't get to that point. Hopefully the Warriors are able to score a goal here in these two 10-minute overtime periods on this now sunny afternoon here from McMinnville High School. How do the kids like this track, Tosh? How do the kids like this track here at McMinnville? Is it a good track?
It's a nice
one. I know we've had some meets here.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what they thought about it. It's not new. It's been a few years, right?
Yeah.
But it's held up well. It's definitely that newer surface. It looks so much bigger than our track because you have so much of the same color everywhere around it with all the pits and everything else. All right, here we go, folks. Both teams back out on the field. 10 minutes on the clock for the first overtime period. The Warriors will be going the same direction they just were, left to right in front of us. Sorry, get my mic adjusted here. Warriors huddle up. Warriors much more aggressive offensively in the first half, able to kind of control the flow of the game. The second half, North Valley got more physical, especially after they scored that goal late in the first half and then into the second half, much more physical and aggressive, and just felt like they were still in the game. Warriors will start with the ball. Maya to Harris. Harris over to Eliza. Eliza across the 40 to the 35. Getting on her horse, gets shoved off, and there's no call there? There is a call. No call. He just points and says it's fine. Wow. Amazing amount of physicality being allowed during this game. Playoff football, I guess. Christensen at the 45, back across midfield. Harris touches it on, can't control. Maya pokes it over to Eliza. Eliza sets things up. The defense backs off a little bit. She tries to cross over to McMullen. It's tipped away. And sent back up the field. Christensen with it again, just short of midfield to 80. 80 pushes it on to Harris. Harris can't quite grab it. Now North Valley with it, but Sims deflects that and it goes out of bounds at about the 40 of North Valley. Just 10 minutes in these overtime periods. So 20 minutes total for the teams to try to put some goals on the board. Not sudden death. Northrup, not sure that's what she was trying to do there. Sent that ball back out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Her reaction tells me that's not quite what she was intending. I think she was trying to go up the sideline. Throw in here coming from Shea Godfrey. Sims can't control the bouncing ball. It goes off her knee and out of bounds. I like the body language I'm seeing out there. Warriors look a little flat here in this first overtime period. They're going to get the ball back as it goes out of bounds off of Anna Schwen. Of course, Coach Williams from North Valley might be feeling the same way right now. His players look a little flat too. Northrup with the long throw in up the right side, headed out of bounds by Isabel Schwen. She's feeling that one. Check her for a concussion. She She did not enjoy the feeling of that throw-in on her head. She grabbed her head with both hands afterwards as she trotted back up the field. Eliza gets shielded off from being able to try to get to that throw-in by Bella Smith, and the ball goes out of bounds. I'm reading a lot of frustration out there in several of our girls, and I think a lot of it has to do with how physical the game has been, how they feel like they're not getting calls that they normally get. Arroyo sends it back to the 20. Bella Smith trying to center. 80 steps in and pokes that away across midfield and out of bounds, and a touch off of the head of Shea Godfrey and out of bounds. Warriors ball. See if they can get something going here quickly offensively. Under 7 minutes to go here in the first overtime period. Not sudden death. 1-1 game. Eliza throws in. Maya can't control, but ends up with it anyway after a mishandle there by North Valley. Now Eliza. Eliza crosses a little too far. That one's going to head all the way to the other side, and 80 tries to get to it and did. Wow, what a save. McMullen with it, trying to get it to Harris. Harris turns, couldn't get the shot off. Maya does, chips it up, and too high and wide right. Boy, the best look we've had in a long time at the goal. It had been quite a while since we had anything that resembled an offensive attack. Keep attacking, Blue! Bella Smith, or not Bella, Olivia Smith sends it out to the 40. Maya picks off that pass, gets it over to McMullen. McMullen feeds Harris at the 25. Harris trying to go back to Maya, a little bit off on that pass. Picked off there, controlled by Mockridge. Mockridge sends it up. Sims tips at the 50. Turns to the sideline. You just see the physicality there, like of number 16 to Corsi, how she just gets her arm into the body of Sims, holds her off while she lets the ball go out of bounds. Just much more physical team than the style of which we've played. YC is a pretty physical team. And this is what it kind of reminds me of, having some of that same success against us that YC did in terms of taking us out of our game, out of our flow a lot of times. North Valley with it on the right sideline. Their right sideline. 80 intercepts that pass over to Maya. Maya touches it back on to 80. Great pass there. 80 sets up over to Harris. Harris trying to go back to 80. A little strong, but there's a cross that gets away. Eliza sets up, shoots. Oh, it's just a roller. Didn't get anything on that one. It's what she wanted, but she just, that left foot just kind of topped the ball a little bit. Hit a worm burner at the goalie. Goalie kick out across the 50. Sims touches it over to midfield where Arroyo at the 30. Sends it back towards the offense. Warriors still battling there. Arroyo with it. Gets an arm to the head. No call. Call. Wow. No call from the side judge who was right there. Maybe he's not allowed to do that. Arroyo down. I think she took an elbow to the head. She went down pretty quick, too. She took like two steps, and she was on the ground. The officials are going to confer. I think all yellow cards and things like that come from the field official, not the sideline. But he's conferring with the sideline judge. Royal seems to be okay. I don't know if he's going to make her leave the game or not. Yeah. Probably the right thing to do when somebody gets hit in the head and it ends up putting them on the ground. You should probably send them out of the game at least for a couple of minutes to get checked. Run them through the concussion protocol that all the coaches are familiar with. So looks like right out coming into the game for the Warriors. Replaces Arroyo. Arroyo walking under her own power. She's good, but still it doesn't feel good to take that arm up high on the head like that. So there's no foul called. Wow. Hard to believe you can get an elbow to the head hard enough to knock you down and not have any sort of a foul called. The live ball, they send it into the 10, controlled there, right out, tentative on that.
great collision there between Northrop and Smith, or Mockridge, and the ball kicked out of bounds along the end line. It'll be Warrior ball. Boy, Emma put her body on the line there. Stepped in front of Mockridge. Took the full impact of her body. Ulloa on the right side, battling. And finally, ball goes out of bounds off of Ulloa as she battled with number 17, Anna Schwen, over there. So they'll have a throw-in inside the 10-yard line. Warriors set up their defense. Right out, tips it away, tips it again. High ball sent towards the middle. The header is missed by Gasperson. Warriors control. Eliza up the right side, accelerates, puts the brakes on, crosses back at the 40. Again, puts the brakes on, sends the defender running past her, but then loses it on the kick. Oh, picks it back off, sends a high one towards the middle of the field. McMullen chases it down, trying to control, gets it, and they're going to call offsides? What are they calling? Oh, goodness. I thought McMullen, I was watching that. I don't know when the offside officially happens. I think you have to, when the ball is kicked, it depends on where you are. Because once the ball is kicked, I think you're free to run past the defender. And I was looking at the yard line there, and I didn't see McMullen being past her, but it was close. Ball out towards midfield, controlled. 80 tips it to Eliza, back to 80 at the 25, to the 20. Chance to take a shot here. Puts the brakes on, tries to get inside. It's cleared. She didn't have much help coming down the middle. I think she was looking for Eliza or Harris to dive towards the middle of the net. Nobody could get there soon enough. So she tried to get past the defender. Ball gets kicked out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball. Got a minute and a half to go here in the first overtime. 1-1 game. Playoff soccer, folks. Sims loses control of the ball, doesn't know where it is. And we're going to get a handball, a forearm ball by number 17, Anna Schwen. That ball bounced high. Sims didn't have any idea where the ball had gone. Bounced high and up and over her head. That's one of the things about playing on these turf fields. You get these true bounces. Sometimes they go pretty high. 80 nicely going to take this free kick here from just inside the 30. So she's about 37 yards out at an angle. So real distance is probably close to 40 yards, 38 yards, something like that. Chips it towards the middle. Gets through, rolls through, and Godfrey scoops it up. Nobody could get anything solid on it. Somebody got a head on it. Might have been Eliza, and it just kind of rolled on through and got to the goalkeeper. High bounce out near the 50, headed on by DeCourcy. Emma, good job being physical there. Gets pushed from behind again. Controls the ball. Gets knocked down. No call. It's Mockridge trying to go one-on-one. And Christensen takes the ball, knocks it away, ball's loose, and Maya clears it out towards Eliza at the 45. Oh, taken away from her. Ball pushed on up ahead. It's getting very physical, very desperate here, and that is the end of the first overtime. So we'll go to the second overtime with the score still 1-1. Well, you could tell the energy really picking up there. And we're going to have to start another one of these because we're at our two-hour limit on my podcast. So while we're at a break here between sessions of overtime, I'm going to kill this. You're going to have to rejoin. So get right back on here. It'll take me about 15 seconds to get another one up. Don't go anywhere. Look for the new one to pop up and rejoin, please. Be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Soccer. As the teams get ready for the second overtime. Got about 30 seconds here or so. Well, both teams back out on the field. We'll have one more overtime of 10 minutes. If the game is still tied after the
the second overtime. Then we go to the penalty kicks. Each team will have five players from their roster that will get an opportunity to kick from the PK line, which is about 10 yards out. Might be 12 yards. I think it's 12 yards, actually. All right. So North Valley will have the ball to start here in the second overtime. Nothing quite as exciting as playoff action, folks. It's win or go home for both of these schools. The clock has started, and we've got 10 minutes left in the overtime periods. Smith sends it way up the right side, trying to get a little fast break going as they pass it on ahead. Ball tipped out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball as Grace Uyua staying very tight with Gasperson there. Northrop throws it in. The ball's headed out of bounds. Again, that's that same girl, number 9, Isabella Schwen, grabbing her head again after that header. That's twice she's done a header, and she hasn't enjoyed the contact. Harris battling, turns at the 50, sends it to the middle to Eliza. Eliza back to Harris, or to right out, tries to center, gets it back to Eliza. Eliza puts the brakes on, reverses at the 25, knocked away from her at the 20, gets it back, sends it over to Harzma. Harzma works to the right, finding Harris. Harris inside the 20, and it's deflected off of her pass. Is deflected and out of bounds. It'll be Warrior ball on the far sideline. Warriors going right to left now. 1-1 game. Boy, the last time we played a playoff game that went into overtime, we went to shootouts in that one against Sisters. Pretty exciting football, boys and girls. Royo sends it way up the right side and out of bounds. Good to see her back in the game. North Valley ball at about the 10-yard line, their own 10. Warriors don't push up too much defensively here. They allow Smith to kick it up the sideline. Tipped away, right out with it at about the 35. Feeds Eliza. Eliza couldn't quite get to it. Now she chases it backwards. A little collision there with number 17, Anna Schwen. Harzma over to right out. Right out's pass deflected. Harris trying to feed Harzma on a cut from right to left there. Couldn't do it. Christensen intercepts a long pass. Good pass over to the left hash mark to Harzma, or to McMullen. Uyua had it taken away from her by Mockridge. Mockridge, Uyua gets it back. Now Mockridge has it. They go back and forth. Mockridge trying to push it forward, gets taken out by McMullen. Good physical play there. Emma battling on the side. Sends it back towards midfield. Great job there by Northrop. Controlled by North Valley, back by the 15-yard line. They just send it out of bounds. Cross doesn't want any part of trying to deal with the Warrior offensive players one-on-one. Sends it out of bounds. Under 7 minutes to go, second overtime, 1-1 game. Warriors have the ball at about the 25-yard line. Quick throw in by Uyua. Oh, gets away from McMullen, controlled, but then poked out of bounds by Gasperson. Uyua will throw it in again with 6.5 minutes to go. And we're going to get an illegal throw in. You can't throw off of 1 foot. What is that? Something like that, right? Yeah, both feet down, and she had 1 foot up, he said. They throw up the sideline, poked away by Grace. McMullen clears back towards the 40 in the center of the field. 80 heads it, chipped out of there by the defender. And then off the foot of North Valley towards the sideline, and she's not going to be able to control that, is she? Nope, out of bounds. Warriors ball. 5:45 and counting here in the second overtime. Warriors will throw it in. to grab the ball. The camera girl could have helped out. Didn't. Let it roll past. Northrop will throw in at about midfield. Throws long up to the 20. McMullen controls. Chips it towards the middle of the field. Eliza with it. Between the hash marks of the football field here. Over to Harris. Harris trying to bring it back to the middle. Knocked away and deflected by North Valley. Christensen battling. Short of midfield. Pokes it out of bounds. Stops the offensive attack there with 5 minutes to go in the second overtime. 1-1 game. Eliza Nisely with a goal for the Warriors. Olivia Smith with a penalty kick goal near the end of the first half. And that's been it. And quite honestly, since halftime, there really hasn't been a lot by either team in terms of offensive sets or really good offensive plays. It's been a lot of lack of control of the ball both ways, in part because of good defense, in part because of some poor execution by both offenses, I think. Got to be some fatigue setting in, too, at now that we've played, 100 minutes almost at a high level. Ball tipped out of bounds. Warriors ball at about the 40 of North Valley. Coming up on the four-minute mark. Throw in. Harzma can't handle it. Sent up the field on the left sideline towards the Warriors, and Northrop trying to get it to Sims. Sims can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. So North Valley will throw in here at about the 30. Arroyo chips that one right back out of bounds. 340 and counting. Another throw in. That looked like a handball to me. I guess not. Officials right there. Ball gets away right out. Tries to get it up to Eliza. Does at the 40. Turns across the 50. Now it's a foot race. Eliza across the 30 to the 20. She's going to get a shot. No, look at the speed of Olivia Smith. Oh, my goodness. And Eliza gets taken out by Smith. Bumping her. No call. My goodness, Smith is fast. That is the second time this game we've seen her catch up with Eliza Nisely on a fast break, if you will. Smith just closes that gap. Now we know why she plays defense and not offense. She's prevented at least two one-on-ones between Eliza and their goalie. Arroyo down about the 10-yard line, loses it. It's controlled by North Valley out by the sideline. Chipped towards the middle. Christensen takes it away. Good physical play there. Still trying to clear the ball. Christensen can't clear it. Finally, Ulloa does out to the 30. It's headed back that end. Northrop comes in, takes out the offensive player. Northrop towards the sideline. Works her way up the sideline, still controlling the ball. Path tries to get it to McMullen. Emma Northrop doing a great job playing that with tremendous ball control. And you could see the lack of desire the North Valley players have to get in a real physical contact, collision type of thing with Emma. She's not afraid of it. Some of them already had that collision today, and I think they've decided better of it. Good throw in. Right out, trying to control. McMullen had it, lost it out of bounds. We're down to under 2 minutes now to go in the second overtime, folks. Barring a mistake here by one of these defenses, we're going to a shootout. Olivia Smith going to throw this in. Smith, not big. I don't know how tall she is, maybe 5'6". Not thick or particularly strong. Looks more like a 400-meter runner maybe or something. But, man, is she a highly skilled soccer player. I mean, she is clearly the best player on their team. They have her playing defense because of her ability to catch up and handle the ball back there, catch up with anybody on the field. Warriors have maybe a little shot. Harris at the 45, reverses field, gets it back to Eliza. Eliza crosses over, can't get to it. Ball's loose at the 40, chipped back down toward the Warriors' end of the field with a minute to go. Emma Northrop chases it down at the 20, puts the brakes on, loses it. Anna Schwen down there with it. Sims can't save it. It goes up the right sideline out of bounds at about the 30. 40 seconds to go, second overtime, 1-1 game. We'll go back through the shootout rules here in a moment. 30 seconds to go. Barring a breakdown here, that's where we're headed. Ball controlled on the left side. Sims to Harzma, tipped away. Sims gets it back to Eliza. Eliza, oh, weak pass there, picked off. Sent it out toward midfield with 10 seconds. Right out. Got to do something here quick. 5 seconds. Ulloa, her pass gets taken away, and that is going to do it. That is the end of the second overtime, folks. We are headed to a shootout. So what will happen here, the coaches, the officials, and team captains will go out to midfield. They'll review the whole procedure for penalty kicks. We've got two exhausted teams out there getting ready to do their penalty kicks. It does not say how long before we get started. I'm assuming it'll take a few minutes for them to pull everybody together. They're doing that now. They're getting the captains. Should have the coaches there as well. Captains are all coming out to meet with the officials at midfield. So we'll have five teams chosen from each squad. Doesn't matter if they've played or not, or if they were in the game at the end of the second overtime. And there'll be a coin toss. Whoever wins the coin toss, the officials will pick the end of the field. My guess is they will go at this end so that there's no sun even close to being in the goalie's eyes. I think they'll choose this south end of the field. The sun, a little bit of an angle towards the north end where potentially a goalie could be interfered with a little bit with the sun. So I think they'll go to the south end anyway. And then whoever wins the toss will decide if they want to kick first or second. So there are some options in here. The teams will alternate kickers. There's no follow-up kick. So a kicker can only kick a ball once. So if the ball is deflected by the goalkeeper and comes back towards the kicker, they can't take another strike. Once it's failed to go in on the initial kick, you only get that one touch. What else can I tell you here? The defending team can actually change goalkeepers if they want to, but I don't think either team is going to be doing that. They've used one goalkeeper all the way through this game. Following the 5 kicks for each team, the team scoring the greater number of goals from these kicks shall be declared the winner. If before both teams have taken 5 kicks, one team has scored more goals than the other team could score, even if it were to complete its 5 kicks, no more kicks will be taken. That's what happened last year with the Sisters game. We won that penalty shootout 4-2. Add one goal to the winning team's score at the end. So whoever wins this game, it'll be a 2-1 win, not a how many ever penalty kicks you got. You know, if you outscored them 5-4, it doesn't become a 6-5 win. You get one goal for winning that, and then there's an asterisk placed next to them that shows it was a tiebreaker. If the score remains tied after each team has taken 5 kicks from the penalty mark, then we do it again, basically. So we'll wait and see. If we get to that point, we'll talk about that second one. So the Warriors, of course, with a first-year goalie. Sophomore Kylie Wilson. So this is, I'm sure, very nerve-wracking for her. I remember Kylie Kendall last year was a first-year keeper also, though she was a senior, had a little bit more varsity sports experience than Kylie's had, Kylie Wilson. But I remember Kylie Kendall telling me afterwards, just like, that's the most nervous I've ever been in my life, that first kick. just like I could barely breathe out there. So it's about as exciting as it gets in soccer here. So the teams will make their way out towards midfield where they will stand and watch their teammates kick. So the Warriors huddle up. The top of the right side of the M, just shy of the 50-yard line. North Valley heads out, and they will be kicking towards this south goal, what we thought. Olivia Smith, a senior keeper for the Knights, gets a high five from her coach. And you kind of only need one stop a lot of times. You get that one stop, it's huge. And it looks like waiting for Wilson to head down. I don't know that Kylie Wilson's ever been in this situation. During the regular season, you don't go to this, right? It just goes to a tie. We had a tie with YC early this year, but no shootout. So this is her first experience. And for all we know, this is Godfrey's first experience doing it also. It's not something that's common. You have to get into the playoffs, and you have to be in some sort of tournament where you can't have a tie. So the Warriors will be kicking first, and it's going to be Eliza Nisley. It'll be our first kicker. Didn't get much more exciting, folks. Hold on to your seats. Nisley strides down. The ball will be placed at the PK line, which is about 12 yards out. Godfrey ready in the center of the net. Nisley takes her time and fires it past her on the bottom left corner. 1-0 Warriors in the PK. Nisley trots back towards center. And here comes number 3, Madison Mockridge. Is that correct? Is that number 3? You see that, Natalie? 3, okay. Madison Mockridge, a senior. Kylie Kendall, the sophomore goalie, her first shootout ever. Wait, there's the kick. And Kylie Wilson will stop! You gotta get on it! She didn't get on it, it went in! Oh, she had it, and she didn't chase it down. Oh my goodness. So it's 1-1. It just went off of Kylie and trickled to her left. And she didn't realize that she needed to go get the ball. She had the stop. So now AD Nisley strides up to the PK line. 1-1. Another sophomore for the Warriors. Godfrey. Bouncing left to right in the middle of the goal. Nisley fires and went high. Hands to her face. That ball sailed on her. It happens. We saw it with Sisters last year. One of their best players had one sail on her. So another chance here. This will be Bella Smith. AD just crushed by that miss. Coach comforts her. Bella Smith coming from the right side, a left footer, hits it and gets it past. It's 2-1. Just got it below the right side of Kylie Wilson. 2-1 North Valley. Got to give them their second one. Oh. Okay. So it's 2-1. I didn't notice that. Maya Harzma. Takes her time. Takes the ball from the official and spots it. 12 yards out, straight on with the keeper. Harzma backs up 3 yards. Drills it past her. 2-2. Warriors need to get a stop now. Kylie Wilson back in goal for the third PK, and this is their best kicker right here, number 2, Olivia Smith. She's the one that took the PK earlier in the game to tie it up. She's their best soccer player, their best athlete on their team, clearly. But that means very little right now. She does not take a step back. Now she does. One step back. Takes her time. Now she goes back quickly. Advances quickly, chips it. Kylie deflects it with a save. Kylie Wilson makes the save. We're still tied at 2, right? Still tied at 2. I get that right. Both teams have a miss now. Godfrey back in goal. Ayla Harris with a slow walk from midfield. And now we've got
the two officials at midfield coming all the way up to talk to the official that's running this. I'm not sure what this conversation would be about. Harris decides to do a little stretching while she waits. Probably a good idea. I'm going to stand around for 10 minutes. Godfrey stretching in goal also. This is the last thing either one of them want is for an official delay here. So they get it figured out. Whatever the discrepancy was there, it's resolved. Two-two. We're on round four of the penalty kicks. Five possible. Harris spots the ball. Backs up a little bit to the left. Fires and rolls it in on the bottom left corner. 3-2. Amity goes on top. This is how the Warriors advanced to play Catlin Gable last year by beating Sisters in a shootout. Catlin Gable played today, I believe. And that's who we would advance to play if we can get past the Knights of North Valley here, assuming they win, which I'm assuming they do win. They won 8-0 today. There's the shot. Wilson gets a stop. Haley Wilson with her second stop. And the Warriors need one to win. Who is it? Is that Kerry Sims? Sims takes a long walk up. The Warriors are up 3-2. All they need is one goal. The one who missed for North Valley was number six. That was Aiden Gasperson. All we need is Kerry Sims to put it home, and it's over, folks. Sims takes her time, shoots, and goes high. So one more chance for North Valley to tie it up. It's so dangerous to try to go in one of the upper corners because if it sails on you at all, walking out to the line for a chance to send it into a second round of shootouts is number seven. That's Jordan Fagert, another senior. She spots the ball. Kylie Wilson needs one more save to send the Warriors on to the semifinals. Fagert steps back. She's a right footer. Steps back a full 5 yards. Advances. Shoots. And misses. It's all over. The Warriors win! Warriors win! Kylie Wilson can breathe again. The Warriors mob their goalie. She had two saves. And the Warriors advance to the semifinals against Catlin Gable on Tuesday night. They celebrate it, run of the goal. Kylie Wilson, with more pressure than she's ever experienced in her life, comes up with a couple of saves and then a miss, and the Warriors get the win and move on to the semifinals. A lot of tears out there right now on both sides as the stress relief comes for the Warriors and the disappointment for the Knights of North Valley. What a game, folks. Soccer doesn't get much more entertaining than a playoff shootout. And for the second time in 2 years, your Amity Warriors have won a shootout to advance to the semifinals of the state tournament. What a group of kids. Clutch performers. Just nothing else you can really say about them than just stepped up when it really mattered. And Kylie Wilson, the sophomore first-year soccer player in high school, steps in at goalie, finds herself in a shootout, all the pressure in the world on her, and she comes up with an outstanding performance, and the Warriors win the shootout 3-2. Well, Athletic Director Harsma, do we know what time we will play on Tuesday?
We don't know yet. And I will find out as soon as possible.
We don't know. She'll find out. Last year, I want to say it was a 6 o'clock game up there? They play under the lights, right? So I think it was an evening game, maybe 6 o'clock. We get a little less daylight, though, this weekend. So we're going to lose an hour tonight. And so
It'll get dark a little sooner next week. But last year it was very, very cold at Catlin Gable. Windy. It was brutal. And, you know, in win or lose against Catlin Gable, what a job by these girls to battle through and get back to the semifinals a year later. And great sportsmanship. This was a physical team. This is the most physical team, maybe along with YC, that we've seen all year. Hats off to Olivia Smith, who is just a fantastic player for them. Probably saved a couple of goals by herself by stopping Eliza from being able to handle the ball one-on-one with the goalie. But wow, what a job by the Warriors. They come up big. Eliza Nisley with the goal today. AD had the assist. And then in the shootout, the Warriors win that 3-2, and they get ready to do their field run over here to get the congratulations of their fans and to say thank you for the support their fans have given them all year. What a job by these girls. So proud of them. Proud of Coach Dyer and the Campuzano boys. What a win for the Warriors as they advance to the state semifinals for the second year in a row to face Catlin Gable. That's it for me, folks. Have yourselves a great weekend, and we will be back on the air Tuesday evening for the game versus Catlin Gable. Until then, have yourself a great weekend, and don't forget, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 522,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places. Business and putting them in a pen.